Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. One step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Moskowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kinah, jealousy. Let's take the Emunah principles pertaining to Kinah that we discussed yesterday and try to apply them further. So in Sefer Mishle, Perek Yadalid 14, Pasuk Lamed 30, we learn, Urekev Atzmos Kinah. Kinah rots the bones. Now, we can certainly understand this on a basic level. If we've ever experienced like a really powerful instance of kinah, where the thing we want is something we've so longed for, and the person who got it instead of us is someone with whom like we have a history of competitive behavior, or someone who has bested us in the past, then we can very much relate to the feeling of kinah like literally infiltrating every part of us until it penetrates to our bones. It's like all we can think of, it's all we can focus on, and it pierces so deep that it's like literally teeth-grindingly painful. But maybe there's another more nuanced way to read Urekev Atzmos Kinah, that kinah rots the bones. So one of our core beliefs in Judaism is that Hashem invested each of us in this world with a unique tafkid, like a job or a mission, which is a way in which we, and literally only we, can be megala kavod shamayim, or reveal Hashem in this world. And to this end, He provided every person with the tools that he needs to accomplish his tafkid, his job, in gilui kavod shamayim. And when we talk about tools, what we mean essentially are all the details, like the big ones and the small ones, that encapsulate his life situation, including the environment he grew up in, his parents and siblings, his education, his capabilities, be they intellectual, emotional, physical, his talents, his physical appearance, his temperament, his health, his financial situation in life, his spouse and children, or maybe lack thereof, and every single piece of the package that amounts to his life circumstances. And it's even interesting because the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, explains, he teaches that when we still had Nevi'im, if a person prepared himself properly, he could literally go to his local Navi and ask for the local Navi to divulge to him his tafkid. And all that person would have to do was just work hard to stay on track and fulfill that which Hashem put him here for. And Rav Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, in his Sefer Michtav Me'Eliyahu, uses like this idea, this premise, to explain the concept of inherited traits. Like all those things that we say, oh, she looks just like her mother. Oh, he has the musical talent of his grandfather. Oh, his math brain, I see that in his uncle. So he explains this concept of inherited traits, and he explains that sometimes, or frequently, a person's children pick up the thread of their parents' tafkid. And therefore, if it's the same tafkid, just a generation later, with each family member assuming like their niche role in fulfilling this tafkid, then they essentially need the same tools as their predecessors. Hence, the concept of inherited traits, like we said, like math prowess or beauty or artistic ability. And Rav Dessler even takes pains to include inherited wealth in this metric. And he continues and says a very interesting thing. Ve'im haya harechush nidrash rak la'avodat ha'av v'linisyonotav v'lo la'ben, kama sibot bi'ad Hashem l'soviv shalo yagia la'ben. That if this specific piece of his life circumstance was really only necessary for the father, and that wasn't necessary for the child to continue on with this tafkid, with his unique mission, then Hashem has many ways to make sure that that piece, that specific aspect, will not filter down and be inherited by the child. And the way I think of that is, let's say a family who had tremendous wealth and then maybe unfortunately lost all their wealth, so the next generation didn't have that as a tool in order to accomplish their tafkid. So let's bring these ideas back to the Midah of Kinah. So first off, based on the understanding of tafkid, and specifically the way that Rav Dessler explains inherited traits, so we get an even better understanding of the futility of being jealous of what someone else has. They have it because it's necessary for their tafkid, and we don't because it's not relevant to ours. And moving back to Rekav Atzmos Kinah, so we can read the word atzmos, bones, instead as atzmius, atzamot as atzmiut. Atzmius meaning the self. Kinah rots and destroys my atzmius, my most basic self, by diverting me from working to fulfill my tafkid, and instead having me hyper-focus and wish for what you were given to fulfill your tafkid. And Rekav Atzmos Kinah means that I'm so busy wishing for what you have that I literally miss the boat on my own atzmius, on my own self, on becoming who I'm supposed to be. I miss the boat on myself. And what that shows us is The real casualty when it comes to kinah is myself. Thank you for learning together.